I was ready to face him, and I was prepared. Even my real dad was angry with him. My real dad, the one I call the poor one, thought that my rich dad was violating child labor laws and should be investigated. My educated dad told me to demand what I deserve, at least 25 cents an hour. My poor dad told me that if I didn't get a raise, I was to quit immediately. At 8 o'clock Saturday morning, I was going through the same rickety door of Mike's house. "Take a seat and wait in line," Mike's dad said as I entered. He turned and disappeared into his little office next to a bedroom. I looked around the room and didn't see Mike anywhere. Feeling awkward, I cautiously sat down next to the same two women who were there 4 weeks earlier. They smiled and slid across the couch to make room for me. 45 minutes went by, and I was steaming. The two women had met with him and left 30 minutes earlier. An older gentleman was in there for 20 minutes and was also gone. The house was empty, and I sat out in his musty, dark living room on a beautiful, sunny Hawaiian day, waiting to talk to a cheapskate who exploited children. I could hear him rustling around in the office, talking on the phone and ignoring me. I was now ready to walk out, but for some reason I stayed. Finally, 15 minutes later, at exactly 9 o'clock, Rich Dad walked out of his office, said nothing, and signaled with his hand for me to enter his dingy office. "I understand you want a raise or you're going to quit," Rich Dad said as he swiveled in his office chair. "Well, you're not keeping your end of the bargain," I blurted out, nearly in tears. It was really frightening for a 9-year-old boy to confront a grown-up. "You said that you'd teach me if I worked for you." "Well, I've worked for you. I've worked hard. I've given up my baseball games to work for you, and you don't keep your word. You haven't taught me anything. You're a crook like everyone in town thinks you are. You're greedy. You want all the money and don't take care of your employees. You make me wait and don't show me any respect. I'm only a little boy, and I deserve to be treated better." Rich Dad rocked back in his swivel chair, hands up to his chin, somewhat staring at me. "Not bad," he said. "In less than a month, you sound like most of my employees." "What?" I asked. Not understanding what he was saying, I continued with my grievance. "I thought you were going to keep up your end of the bargain and teach me. Instead, you want to torture me. That's cruel. That's really cruel."
"I am teaching you," Rich Dad said quietly.
"What have you taught me?" "Nothing," I said angrily. "You haven't even talked to me once since I agreed to work for peanuts. 10 cents an hour, huh? I should notify the government about you. We have child labor laws, you know. My dad works for the government, you know." "Wow," said Rich Dad. "Now you sound like most of the people who used to work for me. People I've either fired or they've quit." "So what do you have to say?" I demanded, feeling pretty brave for a little kid.
"How do you know that I've not taught you anything?" asked Rich Dad calmly.
"Well, you've never talked to me. I've worked for 3 weeks, and you've not taught me anything," I said with a pout.
"Does teaching mean talking or a lecture?" Rich Dad asked.
"Well, yes," I replied. "That's how they teach you in school," he said, smiling. "But that is not how life teaches you. And I would say that life is the best teacher of all. Most of the time, life does not talk to you, just sort of pushes you around. Each push is life saying, 'Wake up. There's something I want you to learn.'" I had no idea what he was talking about. Life pushes all of us around. Some give up, others fight. A few learn the lesson and move on. They welcome life pushing them around. To these few people, it means they need and want to learn something. They learn and move on. Most quit. And a few, like you, fight.